One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jude, verse 20. Hello. As I'm speaking right now, hi-ya-ya. Somebody's cancer is burning up. It's burning, it's burning, it's burning. Hallelujah. You're feeling it hot in that place right now. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That cancer has to die today. Hallelujah. Cancer can't stand the word. I told you tomorrow's healing service from the beginning to the end. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. All right, are you in the book of Jude? Verse 20. Read it to me. Thank you. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now look at me. How many of you have experienced sometimes you got a lot of faith to do something? Your faith works. And then some other times it just looks like you're struggling, you know? And like, oh my goodness, how am I going to fix this thing? Has it happened to you? Yeah. All right. So, there are different levels of faith that we find ourselves operating in. Sometimes we operate at the low level of faith. Then sometimes we go up, and then sometimes we come down. Now, what he's telling you is this. He says, hey, ye, beloved, build yourself on your most holy faith. Now, when your faith comes to the maximum, he says, stay there and build yourself in that level. You see, instead of going up and down, up and down, he says, on your most holy faith, your most sanctified faith, at that point of your maximum faith, he says, stay there and build your faith from there to your next level. Then he tells you how. He says, by praying in the Holy Ghost. By praying in the Holy Ghost. What is it to pray in the Holy Ghost? I'll tell you how to pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, two things happen. One, you speak in other tongues. Two, you pray the word as you're inspired of the Spirit. He brings words to your spirit. They may be in your normal language, whether English or Afrikaans. And you speak it forth, you know what you're saying. But you know, it's coming from the Spirit. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, he says, building up yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Not the lowest faith you have. No, your most sanctified faith. He says, building up yourselves from that top level. Don't go down again. From that place where you are, study God's word again and move to the next level. He wants you having progress, making progress in your spiritual life. Building up yourself. He didn't say God will build you. He said building up yourself. Yeah. In Acts chapter 20, when you read the 32nd verse, he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word of God can build you. Are you hearing me? So when he says building up yourselves in your most holy faith, there are two things that are necessary. Number one is the word of God. By studying the word, listening to the word, maybe as you're hearing now, and then again, you take the tapes and play them and receive God's word into your system. You study the Bible. Then there's the big one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you read from verse, first in chapter 13, verse 1, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of angels. He lets us know two types of tongues. Tongues of men and tongues of angels. Now the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 that angels are ministering spirits sent to minister for us that are heirs of salvation. In other words, these angels have been sent to function for us. Now that's different from functioning or ministering to us. They are ministering for us. How are you going to communicate with them? Now Paul says, though I speak with tongues of men, are the tongues of angels. So there are tongues of men and there are tongues of angels. Now what are tongues of men? Tongues of men, emphatically, I mean that's just simple. It means tongues that human beings, men, understand. Tongues of angels means the tongues that angels speak in. That's God's supernatural language. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you read from verse 1, it tells you to desire spiritual gifts. Alright? Okay. Then when you read from the second verse to the fourth verse, he shows us something so beautiful. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. To edify means to build yourself, to recharge yourself. You see, another word, another synonym is to embolden yourself. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue emboldens himself. Oh boy. Speaking in tongues will change your whole world. I'm telling you. See, why do we speak in tongues? He says, the one who speaks in tongues edifies himself. He's building himself up. He's recharging himself. Like a battery. On a charger. He emboldens himself. A young lady was kidnapped. As they were taking her away, she had heard me preach about speaking in tongues. She just blew up. They said, shut up. She started speaking more. They said, shut up. She spoke louder, speaking in tongues. As she spoke in tongues, she became bolder and bolder. They said, we'll kill you. They had their guns. They said, we'll kill you. She spoke more. You know what? They opened the doors of the car and fled. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue emboldens himself. If you feel timid, it's okay. Oh God, please. Oh God. Stop the fear. The Bible says, the one who speaks in tongues emboldens himself, edifies. You will so build your inner man so quickly that you have the spirit of dominion against your adversaries. Are you still there? Speaking in tongues. It's not for nothing. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries. What are those mysteries? These are mysteries that, in other words, the things that human beings don't understand. You are given words, signals in the spirit. Angels begin to function. Why is your business down? Because you are not speaking in tongues. You see, when you speak in tongues, he said, you are not speaking to men. In the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. 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 Let me read this to you. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. Something is about to break. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, from verse 6, he says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world are come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak the wisdom of God, he says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That means in esoteric language. We speak the wisdom of God. For example, when I am saying, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The uneducated, the spiritually uneducated doesn't know what that means. This is what he's saying. But as I say that, my spirit is energized. Now I'm saying, I've overcome them. I've overcome them. I have. See, I'm in my bedroom. I have overcome them. I have overcome them. Now, that doesn't make sense to the natural man. But I'm saying it. He says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. He says, we speak the wisdom of God. The word of God is the wisdom of God. He says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. They don't understand it. Now again, he says, when you speak in other tongues, you are speaking mysteries.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.